The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Delighted to welcome James Thompson-Boston to the programme for the first time and the new Flyhawk Choice Beats Tradition campaign. James, welcome, and how pleased are you to be a part of it?
Oh, do you know what? Words can't describe how much this campaign means to me. First, to be picked as an ambassador for Flyhawk was a bit of a shock. I got the call I think it was late last year, around Christmas, and it was like the best Christmas present I could have got. Steph Essex, who runs Flyhawk, just gave me a call and said, look, we're looking to do this campaign, which we're hoping will break down barriers for anyone who wants to step onto the netball court by providing kits for any shape, any size, whatever you feel most comfortable stepping onto the court, you will have. And for someone who has spent time facing barriers as you go through netball as a male netballer, this just rung so true to my heart that I was like, oh, I'm so happy that I get to be a part of it and that you would even think about me being the person who gets to promote it.
And definitely they've got that full range of mixed men's and inclusive kit as well. That's obviously special for you, just knowing that it's a company that really cares for the sport.
Yeah. And so, I mean, for people who maybe don't know men's netball or don't know netball in terms of how most men's netball has come around, we always seem to start with mixed. And when you're in mixed, you're mixed around with all these different girls who are just so amazing and so supportive of you as a player. And when you're in mixed, actually, a lot of the times there is choices of kit in terms of when you were at training, girls would want to just wear shorts, or they want to do this, or they want to do that. And then when it got to the game, it was like, nope, you're back in your dress again. And they would be like, but you guys have got these cool, really, these great kits with all these different options as guys, but we don't have anything. We always have to be inside the same dress. So for this opportunity for there to be leggings or, shorts or whatever you want, you've got these great little tops that you may have seen in the Flyhawk campaign that sit alongside those leggings. All those opportunities are available for people now. And I'm just really stoked on it.
Men's game over here has grown considerably as well. You're captain of the Thorns side, but how did you first get started? It was at Knights, wasn't it?
Knights here in the UK, yes. I played for my state team back home. I'm Australian originally. I played for the West Coast Thunder. And then I was in the under-23s Australian side for a year, and then I moved over here. When I moved over here, I moved straight up to the Northeast, and I was playing Sunday League mixed netball, and it was a lot of fun. And then when I moved back down to London, it really did step up a gear, and that's where I trialed for Knights, which is now newly a mixed club over a year. And we've gone from strength to strength there as a club. From there, multiple clubs started popping up all over the place. We've got the Spartans up in the north. We've got our rival crosstown, the London Giants. We've got the Fury now up in Leeds area. So, yeah, it just keeps growing and growing and growing to the point where we managed to get this England squad off the ground. And this year for England feels like we're really moving with some momentum.
It's nice as well to see the growth. Maybe a word on Ryan and the work that Emna have done and that support that's there for you.
Yeah, so Emna, which is the overall association for men's mix in the UK, have worked tirelessly. I can't big them up enough. I can't say how hard they work every single day. We get messages every single day about how we're bettering the program, how we're bettering the experience for people underneath Emna, but more importantly, how they are looking to make netball more visible for more people. And I guess that's the overall goal. So Ryan Allen, the president of Emna, he was in the actual Thorn squad last year, and he stepped aside this year to make sure he can take full reins of the association. And his goals and his vision for what Emna can become and how it can support England netball and how we can help along, how the Thorns, which is our male team, can support the Roses, is just, it's something to behold. It's something that we really, really want to work towards.
National tournament as well.
Yes. Yeah, if we could get imagine we get it. So obviously we've got, we have our own national tournament that the men's and mixed, and that's happened for the last 2 years now.
Couple of years.
And last couple of years, it's again happening this year. I've already seen the plans that they're working towards, which looks really, really good. And actually last year, which is really amazing, we actually started seeing some of the Super League girls decide that they wanted to come across and play for teams. I know for Knights, we had Kira Rothwell, Ellie Ratu, Ash Decker, but then we saw people like Paige Kindred play for other teams. We saw so many people start to step in and recognize that this sort of mixed sides and this sort of EMNA Association run competition is something to really get involved in.
Stacey Francis-Bayman here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netball, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everybody, available in sizes UK 4 to 24, and lots of different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk, James Thompson, Boston. The good thing is, Flyhawk choice beats perdition. And I just get the idea as well. It's almost like a, why should we limit anybody that wants to play the game that they love?
That is so spot on. And like, I couldn't have put it any better myself.
Well, I'm claiming that, not you.
Yeah. I love it. It is a sport that you just fall in love with. And it's a sport that once you step out onto that court and you're with your seven and your wider squad as well, you're suddenly just plugged into each other. I always leave, like, you can win, you can lose, you can have your thoughts about winning and losing, but you always feel leaving the court that you've been there with a team. And it's about this community that builds around netball, a community that I don't think I've ever experienced at any other sport or really any other facet of life. So I just want people to be able to experience that. And that's what these kits do. They allow anyone to step on, because I know, speaking to some of the girls who I've played with before or who I know who play netball, there are traditions in netball that make them go, do you know what? I don't want to do that. And one of that is the clothing. One of that is that feeling that maybe they are overexposed wearing a dress that they didn't want to wear, or the dress sizes didn't fit them or whatever, or they'll just be more comfortable wearing leggings and a training singlet to play a game. And so have the ability to be able to do that now with these new kits, I just think so many more people will want to step on court.
Final question. What was the photo shoot like? Looked a great day, that.
Do you know what? I was so out of my depth. Oh God. We got there and immediately they're like, all right, you need to go and just sort of do some hair and makeup. And I was like, what? I thought I was just like some gel in my hair and stuff like that. And I was stepping on. But I was so lucky. I obviously had Nat Metcalf with me. I had Halimat Adio, who is someone from Pulse, who I know very well, because I train with the Pulse girls every week. And they just made me feel so welcome and so at ease. And then it was just the biggest laugh. Like, we had music playing. They were putting us in some sort of really funny positions and some like sort of model poses that he wanted us to do. And for three people who, you know, despite how amazing both those girls look, we're not models. None of us are models. We're all, you know, sports players. So for them to sort of be like, you know, and you just turn your hip that way and then someone's going to rest their shoulder on this. We were just in fit the whole time. And you can probably see from the video how much we truly were laughing.
Full range online at flyhawk.com. You can also email info@flyhawk.com for more information if you've got questions about the range. And James, in the meantime, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope to be on soon again, Andy.
You'll be most welcome.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.